This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today I'm joined by Zen Appleby from Galway City, who is the founder of Mall Le Brie, which is a new arts and culture magazine that is proudly slow, thoughtful and rooted in the local creative scene in Galway. It was born out of frustration with modern media, and the magazine champions traditional storytelling at a time when content is faster than ever. It is stocked online and in local Galway shops as well, and submissions are currently open for creatives who want their work to be seen and read. Zen joins us now to talk about the inspiration behind the magazine and why traditional media still matters as well. Zen, for listeners who haven't come across your magazine yet, how would you describe it and what it's about?
Well, I always say that Mall Le Brie is an arts and culture magazine where the people that are writing it like actually care about what you're reading. And I mean that in the sense of like, we don't do trends, adverts or fast paced articles, like anything that's giving people FOMO, which is really affecting a lot of younger people right now. It's just, we don't do that.
And tell me what Mall Le Brie means and how the name of it is kind of shaping the overall picture of what the magazine is.
So Mall Le Brie is Oscuelga in Irish for slow with meaning. So the actual original title was Mall August Brie, which I thought meant slow and meaningful, which was the original intention with it. But called Gwilga Brisdog might have broken Irish. So it turns out it was actually incorrect. So it's slow with meaning because it comes out every 3 months. The creative process is so that nobody's feeling burnt out by the amount of media they're having to produce. And it means not only for people consuming it, that they have enough space to take it all in between issues, that it, and it also is for the writers and people like me who are behind it to take enough time to put it together so that we're not rushing the creative process. There's so much rush with so much art nowadays that I feel like the time that we need to really make something amazing is not being given, or it's not kind of been accepted. Everything is about now, now, now. And I feel like doing something slow with meaning, you're not just hopping on a trend or doing something fast paced. It's giving a lot more substance to what we're doing. And I feel like it's something that we're seeing less and less of in today's media and society.
It's definitely more niche. And I think that's especially what makes it so special. And I know you've said yourself that you're kind of sick of modern media. What do you think is missing from today's media landscape that you're doing that they're not doing? I suppose slow and meaningful probably being the crutch of that. But anything else?
There's so much, like, when it comes to media, it's a representation of what's happening in society overall. And I think there's so much rushing and so much reliance on companies rather than each other that it's just bleeding into everything. And as humans, I just feel like at our basis, we are built on art and community. And I feel like we're missing so much of that. We spend so much time on our phones. We spend so much time like being a very individualistic culture. And I think that we need to get back to the basics of it. There's so much that's missing about community, and it's been pushed towards like being independent, and being independent is very important, but it is not the be all and end all. And we really just need to get back to the basis of what I think humans are best at, which is coming together and being creative and doing art.
I want to hear more about the volumes you've released in a minute. But first, I'm actually curious to pick up on something that you said there about like what we're doing, what humans are best of at, rather, like creating art. How do you feel about AI's growing role in the creative spaces? And why is it so important to you that Mall Le Brie stays entirely human made?
There's so much. AI is really, I believe that when it was becoming into the world, that it was to, like, the initial idea was to strip back like the mundane work so we could get back to doing like what we do best as humans, which is being together, being social, doing things for each other, being creative. And I feel like there's those tech billionaires have gone and actually pushed us further away from that. And like, I heard a quote from Nora Garrett on the red carpet. She said that AI is just a regurgitation of the past, remarketed as to us as the future. And I feel like we could use AI for such great things, medicine, data, and yet there's so much of it that's being used in art that we don't need that. We don't need someone to create for us. Like, creating is not about the end product, it's about the journey. And I feel like AI just takes that completely away. I don't think humans will ever stop creating. I don't think you could ever stop us from creating. It's so innate in us. But I feel like some people are forgetting that with the growth of AI and it being pushed that, oh, great, we can create art at our fingertips. But we've always done that as humans. And I feel like we're just straying so far away, and we really just need to come back to ourselves.
Well, Mollibri is such an amazing example of humans being able to create amazing things. And I know that you've released 3 volumes so far, as far as I know. What has been the most memorable piece for you as part of those volumes?
Well, I've done interviews with people for like in different creative outlets. So in the first issue, I was blessed with being able to interview CMAT's producer from the last 10 years. And really just having the opportunity for that interview was very much like put the idea of Mollibri on the map in my head. I was able to be like, okay, like I'm doing something here. This is important. So I feel in less so like there's been an article that's gone like, oh, that's the important article. It's more like what it has pinpointed for Mollibri and the whole project. And me and Ollie, who is CMAT's producer, got to speak about how behind the scenes, how much AI and the digital world is changing music, but also everything for the worst and the better. So there's so much more access to what you need, but it's just AI is now pushing people in a direction to produce more than people are able to. And it's just becoming a real quantity over quality game. And just that conversation, one, being able to have that conversation with someone, and two, really just someone who's been in the industry for 10, 15 years is able to say, yeah, this is where it's going and it's not going well. And being able to have that conversation, know that someone behind the scenes is feeling it too. It was just that was really like, okay, this project is so important and it's going somewhere.
It's like validating what you're doing when you hear somebody else sharing your views on it. Yeah. And I know you're open for submissions. What kind of writers, artists or creatives in general are you hoping will get involved with Mollibri?
God, anyone. And I don't mean that in the sense that like, you know, we want to take everybody for the sake of taking creatives. It is a space for people who are even not considered traditional artists to come and say, like, this is still an art form and I'm doing this and this is my craft. And I would love to see people who feel like what they're doing and how they're doing it and how their work has impacted their lives to come forward and talk and be able to say, like, hey, I exist too. And they're the kind of people that never get seen. It's so easy to bypass people who are behind the scenes in the creative process and who are not at the front. Like, we see musicians, we see painters, we see actors, and these are art forms that are in our face every single day. But I'm looking for the creatives to come forth and be like, hey, this is my life's work. This is how it impacts my everyday life. And I think it deserves the space to be talked about.
What do you hope someone feels when they pick up Mollibri for the first time?
I hope they feel a sense of relief, almost, that something in the world is promoting them to take a step back and slow down. And like it's, we have it online. You can read it on your phone. It's because in the sense of, we want people to be able to access this wherever they are, whatever they're doing, whatever their financial situation is. But also in the print form, because it forces us to slow down. Like if you have a paper book in front of you, you pay attention to just that. There's nothing else going on. And in the same sense that you're not only reading something physical that can't distract you, but what you're reading is promoting you to continue that act of slowing down and consuming mindful media.
Well, if people have been listening to this conversation this evening and are curious as to where to find you guys online, read a copy of the magazine, or even if they want to submit to Mall Library, where can they find all of that information?
So we are on popbox.ie/mall.le-bree. You can find us on TikTok and Instagram, mall.le.bree. And we have our physical copies available in 3 stockists nationwide. So that is O'Brien's on Shop Street in Galway City. That is Holland's New Jason, also on Shop Street, and Fanner Cafe in County Clare. But you can also read online at popbox.ie as well.
Well, then, I'm looking forward to reading the next volume. Thank you so much for coming
on
and chatting out all about it on iRadio's Group Chat this evening. I'm wishing you only great things now for the new year with Mall Library.
Thank you so much.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.